Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Truly, again, another day that the Lord have blessed us to receive. For this is the day that the Lord hath made, and I will rejoice and be glad in it. How about you? Aren't you glad today that we serve a risen Savior? Aren't you glad today that we serve Christ the Lord? Aren't you happy about Jesus alone? Oh, taste and see that the Lord, he is good. I tell you, his mercy endureth through all generations. Oh, I thank God for Jesus who laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus. He opened the way. I thank God for Jesus. He leads me each day, and I thank God, I thank God, I thank God, come on, I thank God for Jesus, because he laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus, he opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus, it's me each day. I thank God for Jesus who have laid the foundation. I thank God for Jesus. He opened the way. I thank God for Jesus. He leadeth me each day. I thank God. I thank God. I thank God. Come on, I want to do that again. I thank God for my Jesus who laid the foundation. I thank God for my Jesus, because he opened up the way. I thank God for Jesus, he leads me each day. I thank God. I tell you, I feel good down in my soul this evening. I'm so glad that Jesus has lifted me. Glory. Hallelujah. Jesus lifted me. I'm thinking about Richard Smallwood when he wrote the song, Jesus, You're the Center of My Joy. Let's listen to Richard this evening for a little bit. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. For some reason, we want to get a commercial here, but we can't have that. Let's listen to Richard.
My joy. Oh,
from you. So if you got something that's good, hey, God, I thank you. And if you got something that's perfect, oh, my God, today, know where it came from. Somebody better help me lift him up. Know where it came from. Because the scripture lets us know that all good and perfect come from down from the Father above. So all that's good and perfect comes from you. Oh, my God. Woo, if you got something good, yes, Lord, and you got something perfect, know where it came from. Don't wonder. Don't guess. Don't try to figure it out. You should already know. You know, people sing this song, my soul looks back and wonder how I got over. Well, it got me wondering, too. How did you get over? Because I don't have to wonder that it was God who brought me through. I don't have to wonder how I got where I got to, because I'm trusting in my God. I'm leaning on the everlasting arm. I don't have to wonder how I made it over. I called on the Lord and he heard my cry. David said, I cried unto the Lord and he heard me. I ain't wondering tonight. How about you? Hallelujah. I'm not wondering. Separate. Lord, I know that they're not a friend like the lowly Jesus. I know that there is nobody that can heal all of our soul's diseases. I know that nobody can do me like Jesus. Oh, Lord. Long road. I feel good tonight. Down in my soul. Jesus, you're the center of my joy. I tell you, it just, it feels good in here. It feels good. I've been sick since about the 29th of last year, December. But God has smiled on me. I'm feeling better. I took 4 prescriptions and prayer and water and juice and soda to stay hydrated and soup and the broth from the chicken soup. But I thank God for Jesus tonight. I was telling my sister Vanatha that I have not awakened in months where I felt like I slept all night. I felt good this morning. But I want to go to the Word of God. We're not going to be on here all night. Thank God, seemingly Blog Talk is working tonight. So I hope that I had my family from South Carolina, Mother Blondie and Mother Janie, who's probably at choir rehearsal, but Mother Blondie, who encourages me. I'm telling you, Mother Blondie has kept me in the loop because she says, don't give up, baby. God is with you. And God is going to send you some help. That's what we need. You all think because we are preachers that we don't need a word from the Lord and that we don't need encouraging. Yes, we do. Because it seems like on this road, this journey that we're on a lot of times, it seems like we're out here by ourselves. It seems like there's no one. Well, you could be a pastor with 1,000 congregation and you're looking at the congregation, but yet you could feel like the people are in the congregation and you're still by yourself. But it will take one person, just one out of the 1,000, to come up to you and say, keep on keeping on. That is what you need to keep on keeping on. Just one word. Just someone to just tell you you're doing all right. And I thank God I give Mother Blondie her props tonight for supporting me 100%. And I thank God for her. And I'm looking forward to meeting her in April. I've not met Mother yet. But I'm coming to the Hollywood, Charleston, South Carolina area to celebrate my birthday, which is in April. And I'm celebrating with my sister, who is the advocate for Glory United Ministries, my sister, Evangelist Jacqueline Benjamin Grant, who gets out the Facebook message to tune in because we are on the air. My sister's older than I, and she doesn't like traveling anymore. So I'm spending, if the Lord says the same, I will be spending my 70th birthday with my elder sister in Hollywood, South Carolina, and I will be there that Saturday for a party, which is the 27th, and my niece, my sister's daughter, and my armor bearer, my daughter, they are putting this celebration together for me on that Saturday in April. So I'm looking forward to meeting many of you. Come without a gift. Just show up and enjoy Jesus. And I believe it's possible that I will be preaching on that Sunday, the 28th, while I'm yet in South Carolina. Let's listen to this next song and then we'll go into the Word of God. But let me read this. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. That's 1 Peter 1:15-16. Let's go. He's already singing, I believe. Let's listen to this. Thank you. They're ready to have trust, Jesus, blessed Savior. You're worthy to be praised from the rising of the sun. Now, check that out. Until the going down of the same. Jesus is worthy. Yes, he is worthy. He's worthy to be praised. Come on and praise him tonight. Let's go to the word of God. Remember that the Lord was commanding that ye be holy, for I am holy. It had nothing to do with Peter. It wasn't be holy because Peter is holy. No, it didn't have nothing to do with be holy because your pastor is holy. It had nothing to do with your mama, your grandma being holy, but it had to do with God saying, be ye holy. Woo. Somebody help me lift up Jesus. Be ye holy, for I am holy. That preaches by itself. If you know anything about the word of God at all, if you know anything about preaching at all, that statement preaches by itself. Be ye holy. That's a command. For I am holy. So in other words, what I want to point out to you tonight, God is not asking you to do anything that he is not. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. I want you to be like me. I want you to be holy because I am holy. You can't belong to me and not be holy. My children me because the bloodline is the same. So there's no way that your father is holy and you're not holy. So he's telling us to be holy because why should I be holy? And the Lord said, because I am holy. You know, when you was growing up as a child and your mother said, listen, wash those dishes. Why? Why do I have to wash the dishes? Because she said, I said so. And that was it. But no ifs, ands, and buts about it. Wash the dishes, Patty. Well, Mama, why I got to wash the dishes? She said, because I said so. So why, God, do I have to be holy? Because God is saying, because I said so. Because I am holy. And what I am, because you belong to me and you are a part of me, that I'm accepting the same thing for you that is for me. I'm holy, so therefore you must be. Holy. So then you can say, Jesus, blessed Savior, you're worthy to be praised. Why? Because you are the center of my joy. I tell you, you all have no clue just how good I feel. This evening, I tell you, all right, let's move along here. Said I wasn't going to be long tonight, but look like I've started the year out lying again. I got to stop that because every time I say I'm not going to be long, I end up being long, taking the whole hour and some. But I'm going to try to move forward. I just want to read this, and I am going to stop. I am. Whether the hour is up or not, I don't have to do an hour. I want to get clarified. I don't have to be on here an hour. I can be on here actually 5 minutes if I choose. But my program is set up for 90 minutes. That's an hour and a half. But because of the singing and the talking and maybe taking the time to explain one verse, we put in, Dr. Scott and I put in for the 90 minutes to give me time to expound the word of God. So I try not to use the other 30 minutes. I try to be done in 60. Once upon a time, I was finished in about 25 minutes, and I got feedback saying, why did you stop so soon? And someone way out on the West Coast said, come on, that was too quick. At least do the hour for my listeners. They request that I try to do an hour, or at least close to it. Let's go to Isaiah's gospel. Isaiah chapter 40, and let's do verse 28. Hast thou not known? That's a question. Now, what is the question about? Where is the question coming from? Well, this 40th chapter of Isaiah has 31 verses. So there was a conversation before this took place. So someone must have been talking about something so that the person says, well, you heard about it, didn't you? That's how we use it nowadays. Well, you heard about that, didn't you? You didn't know that? That's how we talk. hast thou not known? Well, I would say to you, did you know that? Had you heard? You know how we do, say, listen, girl, did you hear what happened? Did you know about such and such and so and so? That's how we say it today. But in the Bible, it says, hast thou not known? Hast thou not heard that the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not? You mean to tell me you didn't know that? No one had said this before? You mean you were down at Greater Good Church and no one brought up the fact that God does not fail? Well, James Cleveland told you that. Even if you didn't read your Bible, James Cleveland told you God never fails. He says God abides with me and gives me victory, and God never fails. So he said, keep the faith in. Never cease to pray. Walk upright morning, noon, day, and night. That goes back to be ye holy, for I am holy. No need to worry, for God never fails. Well, again, the question is, hast thou not known? Something is wrong. You've been in church all this time, and you never heard about the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, that he fainteth not, that he will not fail. Something's wrong. This is verse number 28, just so you know. The creator of the ends of the earth fainteth not, neither, there's more to this, neither is he weary. There is no searching of his understanding. Oh, boy. This is deep. Look at your neighbor and say, neighbor, this is deep. I've been here all this time, and this I did not know. I hadn't even heard that he fainteth not. That's verse number 28. We finished that. But look at this one. This verse right here that says, lift, 26, lift up your eyes on high and behold who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by numbers. He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might, for that he is strong in power, and not one faileth. I know somebody might say, well, why do y'all do that? Why do you start here on one verse and jump over there and at that verse? Because they all connect. See, you trying to figure out why was the person asking the question in 28. Well, check out what they were talking about in 26. Lift up your eyes on high, and behold, who hath created these things that bringeth out their host by number? He calleth them all by name, by the greatness of his might. Who are we talking about? The Lord. For that he is strong in power, not one faileth. Let's see what else we can find here. Let's see what 25 is talking about. You got to keep up. To whom then will ye liken me, or shall I be equal, saith the Holy One. Talking about holy. Well, that's 25. So we had 28, 26, 25. I'm just following the leading of the Lord. Okay. Oh, bless his name. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Woo. My, my, my. Ah, thank you, sweet Father God. Listen to this one, 21. Have ye not known? Now, this is 21, not 28. Have ye not heard? Hath it not been told you from the beginning? Have ye not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he. And that's 22. It is he that sitteth upon the circle of the earth, and the inhabitants thereof are as grasshoppers that stretcheth out heaven, the heavens, and as a curtain, and spreadeth them out as a tent to dwell in, that bringeth princes to nothing. He maketh the judges of the earth as vanity. Yea, they shall not be planted. Yea, they shall not be sown. Yea, their stock shall not take root in the earth, and he shall also blow upon them, and they shall wither, and the whirlwind shall take them away as stubble. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus is worthy to be praised. From the rising of the sun unto the going down of the same, Jesus is worthy to be praised. Tonight, we bless God for his benefits. Let me hurry up and get to a close. So I go back to 28. Thou not known, thou not heard, that the everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not. I want you all to be encouraged in this 2024. I've heard a lot of theologians say this is going to be a rough year. Things are not going to be so great. You to hang out with Isaiah 40 and 28, that the everlasting God, the everlasting God, the creator God, faileth not. He fainteth not. Hold on to God in this 2024. Don't leave him, because you will need him before it's over in this year, 2024. Trust him with all of thy heart and with all of thy might, and lean not to your own understanding, because you can't figure it out. But God has already worked it out. Don't give up on God. God won't give up on you. I'm enjoying myself. Bless his name. He fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding. I'm telling you, you can't figure God out. Let's go to 29. He giveth power to the faint. Honey, if you're weak, God's got your power. If you got the faith, God's got the power. If you got the them that have no might. Those of you also that have no hope, increases your strength. Don't leave God. God is working it out for you. God got your back. God got your side. God got your front. God all up in the middle. It's Jesus on the inside. Jesus on the outside. Jesus all around me. I've been up. I've been down. I've been level to the ground. But it's still Jesus in my soul. I'm almost done. I'm almost finished. He increases your strength. Hold on, my sister. Hold on, my brother. Don't give up on God, because God won't give up on you. God is bragging on you because he put tools on the inside of you that will help you to hold on to his unchanging hand. God has put something on the inside of you that you say, when I can't make it on my own, that I will look unto the hills from whence cometh my help. And my help cometh from the Lord. My help cometh from thee. My help. I'm going to look unto the hills. I'm going to trust in the Lord. I'm not going to lean to my own understanding. I'm going to look to the hills. I'm going to trust him. I'm going to wait on Jesus. I'm going to wait until the battle is over. Oh, yeah. I feel good. Oh, Lord. I'm just wondering, shall I preach? Oh, somebody help me lift up Jesus. Somebody help me lift up Jesus. Let's read the word of God. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. Now look, now the young folk are supposed to be strong. They're supposed to have it together. We old people are weak because we're older, but we're wise. We have wisdom, but the young people have strength. But this thing is so tough until even they are going to have a problem. So you got to depend on Jesus. Because when you are looking for the young to hold up your arms because they're falling down and you can't hold them up because they are weak and they can't help you. The Bible says here, even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall down. Oh, but this is what I like, and I'm closing with this. But this was my mother's favorite scripture. They that wait upon the Lord, this is verse 31, shall renew their strength. My God, if you trusting in God, your strength will be renewed. I don't care how low you go. If you trust in God, your strength will be renewed. Oh, bless his name. But they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. And they shall walk and not faint. Hold on. Be holy, God said. For I am holy. Trust God. Isaiah 40 started with verse 28. went to 26 and then went up and then came back down on the runway and stretched out. The song said, when troubles come and storms begin to rise, hold on and learn to stretch out. Keep on trusting. Keep on believing. Hold on and learn to stretch out. For the race isn't given to the swift, neither is it given to the strong. But to him that endureth to the end shall be saved. Don't give up on God tonight, because God won't give up on you. Hold on, my brother. Hold on, my sister. Help is on the way. Trust God no matter what it looks like. Trust him no matter what you cannot see. Trust him. Oh, he's working it out in your favor. God has smiled on you. He has set you free. God has smiled on you. Oh, just hold on, hold on, hold on. Don't give up. Help is on the way. Help is on the way. Ah, thank you, Jesus. Let's see if we can close out with Vanessa Bell Armstrong. I haven't heard her in years, and I really don't know what's on this particular song here, but let's see who we got here. This is not Vanessa, but it's somebody.
And it ain't over yet.
Let's listen to this.
This morning, some of you heard it. Others of you will be surprised now. She's a dear woman that I have admired ever since I heard her voice. A most unique voice, an amazing voice, an anointed voice. She is one of the most renowned voices in gospel music, not just today, but ever. God has blessed her with such a wonderful gift. The anointing is conspicuous upon her life. She, like, raised in the grand old Church of God in Christ. Her daddy is a Church of God in Christ pastor from Detroit, Michigan. She has blazed the scene just amazing. I think back, she asked me what I would like her to sing, and I was like, there's so many to choose from, because everything you sing is amazing. She got her start as a young child in her daddy's church. And then at 12, I just learned this today. I knew of the association, but I just learned today that it was about the age 12 when her daddy gave her permission to sing in the Southwest Michigan State Choir under the direction of Dr. Maddie Moss Clark.
Amen.
Where she received tutelage and training. And God has blessed her to go around the world. She is a 7-time Grammy-nominated artist. And I just see Grammy in your future, not just nominations. Stellar Award winner. I'm not going to take any more of her time.
Thank you.
She came to be with us today. And I want you to, she's a living legend, give honor to whom honor is due. You may be tired, but I want you to stand and let's honor this woman of God that God has raised up and has served for decades, blessing people all over the world. Put your hands together for Vanessa Bell Armstrong.
You might just keep saying, shine on me. Shine on me. Well, you sit down, but you're going to get back up anyway. Oh, yeah, that was real. Every Thursday,
Hey!
Lord, that down, Lord. He put that music on there and them backgrounds. I almost just want to dance. I don't even want to sing. Listen, I got a new project now. It's coming out, I think, at the beginning of the year. That y'all pray saints. That means there's more going. And Pastor, don't call me. No, I'm just kidding. I'll be here. You know, this is my friend. I love him so much. I do. Anytime that I can come when you want me to be here, I will be here. Amen. That vocal lady, I probably need you to help me out. Seriously, the only training I got was from Clark, and she was tell me when I wasn't really singing, because I was trying to save my voice for when I was going to leave my song. And she walked up on me and she said, she said, girl, you ain't singing. I don't see not one vein in your neck moving. I said, oh, okay. She got me. But I just started trying to do all the techniques that he was talking about. That sound like you're going crazy. But at 70, I said, I've been...